expert consultants to your list for the very best in service and advice. Call your local Grand Rental station now at 970-532-0144 in Johnstown. The very place for everything to rent. That's Grand Rental Station, 970-532-0144.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and I'm at the Christian Booksellers Convention here in Denver. I'll be going home today, but picked up the paper USA Today, and the gentleman who heads a think tank, a Center for Economic Research in Washington, D.C., has announced that we have almost 15 million Americans unemployed, another 9 million Americans underemployed, and certainly this figure certainly could go from unemployment, which is hovering just below 10% now, according to Meredith Whitney, could go up to 13%. And faced with this startling information, why the stock market was up yesterday. And we should feel good because the stock market is up. Ladies and gentlemen, it's all manipulated. When you understand it's manipulated, they play games with our mind. Our reality is molded. Our ideas are shaped. Our concepts are actually created by those people who control the media. And, of course, they do such a wonderful job. The trouble of the truth is America is on the way down financially. The people who are in control work through the Trilateral Commission. Their goal is the destruction of the economy of our nation, and really the destruction of the economy of the entire world, and they're doing a good job about it. They're talking about, what we need is another stimulus program. Ladies and gentlemen, they haven't spent hardly any of the money from the original stimulus program. Less than 20% of the money from the original stimulus program has been spent. More will be spent this year, of course. They're saving the bulk of it for next year when the elections are coming up, the congressional elections, so the people will be happy and will re-elect the Democrats. But it really doesn't matter whether the Democrats or Republicans are in control, because they control the leadership of both parties. And if you are a Republican and you vote against the party leadership, why, you're not going to get re-elected. That's the way the game is played. The people do not represent, or the congressmen do not represent the people, with rare exceptions. They represent the people who are going to give them the money to get reelected, because most of the congressmen are dedicated to the right or the left, conservative or liberal. They're dedicated to getting reelected so they can have the bonuses and pensions and health care, a much better health care than the common people will get. We have an elite who runs our country, and you can't understand anything that's going on today unless you understand politics, prophecy, and the supernatural. And, of course, that's the title of the book written by our guest this morning, Lynn Marzulli, who's an ordained minister, who right now is spending full time trying to sound the alarm, trying to educate the American people about what's going on. Good morning, Lynn. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Great to be here. Thanks for having me on again, sir.
Well, why don't you sort of bring us up to date with what's happening? You know, most of you talk to people about the supernatural. They sort of shrug, supernatural, that's something you see on television, on the media more. Mm-hmm. But that isn't really real, and yet probably the supernatural is much more real than most of what we get out of the media.
There's some very interesting supernatural events that are happening really right under our noses, and it's just amazing how these things will manifest And I'm talking very specifically of several crop circles over in the UK this year. Now, before I get into it and telling your audience what these crop circles look like, you know, the moment you say crop circles, again, we've been conditioned by the media to go back to a story that was run in all the papers about 20 years ago, and these, or actually longer than that, closer to 30 years ago, when these images began to appear in the fields. They produced two men with some strings and some boards, and these are the guys who were making the hundreds of crop circles throughout the UK and different parts of the world. Of course, yes, these guys made a couple very simplistic circles. The circles that I'm talking about, and if you go on the net and hit just do a Google for crop circles and look at some of the complexity which comes up and some of the enormity of these circles. Some of these circles and these glyphs can be as long as 700 feet, and sometimes the land, Dr. Stan, sort of rolls or undulates slightly. So if you're out there in a field at 2:30 in the morning with some string and some boards trying to create an image and the land is undulating, I mean, it even gets more bizarre. And when you look at some of the complexities of these glyphs, which is what I call the crop circles, they are astounding. One I'm going to call your attention to happened last week, and basically it's a feathered headdress worn by the so-called Mayan god Quetzalcoatl. And what this, many people who have looked at the crop circle, first of all, it's very, very complex, and you can only see these things really from the air. When you're down in the field in the crop circle, it doesn't look like much. You've got to get airborne to see it, which immediately begs the question, you know, why would anybody be doing this if you can't see what they're doing from the ground? And guys with, you know, strings and boards and whatever, at 2:30 in the morning, you know, you could do something, a very simple circle perhaps, but when you look at the complexities of this one glyph and other glyphs made in the crops this year, they are just astounding. This particular crop circle, again, talking about Quetzalcoatl, pointing to the so-called 2012 event, which actually the next book I'm working on is a self-fulfilling stage prophetic event. That's what I believe it is. But what's interesting is people are drawn to these things, specifically this particular crop circle. Some of the comments were, and I'm not making this stuff up, I actually blogged about it, some of the comments regarding this particular circle were saying that, well, Quetzalcoatl was coming back along with Jesus, and both of these figures were actually made by the Shining One, who is sort of the Lord over this galaxy. And of course, those of us who travel in the occult and or study it and prepare rebuttals about the occult phenomena, supernatural phenomena, look at this. And of course, the Shining One is just another name for Lucifer or for Satan. So all that to say that, you know, these crop circles are being made. No one has ever actually seen them, or let's put it this way, recorded on film. People have seen, let's say, balls of light spinning around the field, but it's these things just appear.
I think, Lynn, what our listeners misunderstand is there's an organized, orchestrated, well-financed effort to convince us that there are no supernatural manifestations, mm-hmm. There is no other dimension. Certainly, all of these things can be explained rationally, but that's really not true. And of course, they will certainly marginalize anybody who talks about somebody like Uri Geller being able to just to pick up a spoon and, mm-hmm. and bend it into a circle. That's obviously he's rubbing the metal so that it heats up so that he can bend it. Ladies and gentlemen, they don't want you to understand there is a supernatural element. There really are demonic forces that are directing the course of events today.
Got a home project in mind, but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland, 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Lynn Marzulli. We're talking about the crop circles. And, ladies and gentlemen, if you I subscribe, or I did until recently, to a magazine called Share. It's put out by the occultists. It's put out by Benjamin Krem, who claims he's a sort of the John the Baptist for the Lord Maitreya, one of these supernatural people who's coming back. And when you see these pictures of the crop circles, very, very intricate, very massive, that are really occurring actually with increased frequency, these are supernatural manifestations. And the people certainly within the occult recognize that, but there is this organized effort. There's a magazine put out called Skeptical Inquirer. Its purpose and goal is to convince you all of this is just imaginary. It's all put on. It's all a hoax. Ladies and gentlemen, the supernatural is not a hoax. You don't want to have anything to do with it because, of course, your very eternal soul is at stake. But understand that these things are happening and happening with increasing frequency. And, Lynn, go right ahead.
Well, you know, one of the things you talk about with the Skeptical Inquirer, one of my favorite sightings happened actually in 2007 over the English Channel. And, of course, you know, the idea of crop circles, catamutilations, alien implants, abductions, all these things might sound strange to some of your listeners, but when one begins to just do a modicum of research, we begin to see that the phenomena is real, it is burgeoning and not going away. The 2007 sighting over the English Channel, first of all, was recorded on English radar. It showed up on the radar system. It was also witnessed by well over 20 people combined in two different airplanes as well as the pilots. The pilots and the crew of one plane refused to go on the record. The pilot, although they reported it, the pilot and some of the passengers of the other plane did come on the record. This craft was well over a mile wide. They actually saw it for between 10 and 15 minutes. Were seen by the passengers. Again, it came over radar. It came very close to the plane. The pilot estimates that this particular craft was well over a mile wide. And as it got closer to them, the thing just disappeared, like right in front of the guy's eyes. So you've got, I mean, here's a case that's not swamp gas. It's not, you know, lenticular cloud formations. It's not the planet Venus. By the way, this was a broad daylight, middle of the day. They saw this thing. So it's not a flock of birds or swamp gas or some, you know, anomaly in the or a weather pattern or whatever. It's the real deal. And you've got trained witnesses, so now you can't use the whole thing. Well, these people were trained witnesses. You've got two different pilots and radar operators. I mean, it's pretty much a smoking gun. It was all over the news cycle for about 12 hours, and then, of course, it fades away. And when you approach someone on this, you know, they kind of look at you and they scoff and they go, oh, well. And this ties right into Peter Jennings' special, said, seeing is believing. In other words, most people are completely skeptical. They laugh at this stuff. They poke fun at it. You know, the people who see UFOs and talk about them or write books about it are a bunch of nuts and kooks. And yet what we see in the Bible are scriptures that say Satan comes with all signs and lying wonders. Well, what do you think the signs and lying wonders are? And most people in the church would just shrug their shoulders and say, well, I don't know. And yet this is what's manifesting, Dr. Stan, to the tune of In fact, I did a talk at Roswell recently. I spoke there, and my topic was UFOs are real burgeoning and not going away. And I led off by saying in 1950, the year I was born, in the month of December, there was only one sighting that was reported. Skip forward, fast forward to 2008, 58 years later, and there were well over 340 sightings of UFO craft in the month of December. Truly, we can look at the data and say that the phenomena is real and burgeoning and not going away. And most people have this skeptical attitude until they come up and are confronted in some way with an anomalous object or a sighting, or they deal with high strangeness, and then of course they're groping for answers. And you know, this is what I write about, Dr. Stan. I believe this is the coming great deception. I believe this is the mystery of iniquity has been working on this. This is one facet of it. When this thing finally hits, when they begin to manifest the ships over the cities of the world, this will cause the great falling away. Most Christians will just abandon their faith. They'll be overwhelmed at what they're seeing in the skies. And I realize, you know, for listeners who've never read any of my books or traveled in this stuff or haven't done the research or their homework, this stuff sounds bizarre. I challenge your listeners to Google the 2007 UFO over the English Channel. Just Google that, read it, watch what comes up. You only have two choices. Either these people are all crazy and they're making this stuff up, including the pilots and the radar operator, or what they're seeing is real, is burgeoning, not going away. The church needs to stand up, address this, realize that there's supernatural manifestations that are manifesting on the planet, and address it once and for all.
And I think people have to understand that there is a supernatural dimension. Of course, a lot of people want you to believe that UFOs are manifestations of the aliens from another planet. That was, of course, the X-File line. That was magnificently done. I used to love the X-Files, except that I realized that they were using it to play games with our minds. The last thing they want people to understand is the true spiritual battle that is taking place. And the other dimension is a very real reality. We're warned against it, certainly in the scriptures, to avoid mediums, to avoid fortune tellers, to avoid diviners and seers. Because, of course, the Lord realized how fascinating this would be to people. And people would want to, of course, get to contact these beings. After all, there is tremendous power that is available to you out there in the listening audience if you access it. Many of the wealthiest people in the world have accessed this. J.P. Morgan, Henry Ford, Andrew Carnegie, and certainly many of our political leaders, Nancy Reagan and Ronald Reagan. Mm-hmm. If you read the book called What Did Joan Say by Joan Quigley, it was Nancy's astrologer, and the quotation, What Did Joan Say, the title of the book, was what Ronnie would say to Nancy every time, of course, Nancy came home. And, of course, they were directing the affairs of state in the United States under the Reagan administration. People want to believe that. We want a hero. We believe in Ronald Reagan. After all, wasn't he conservative? Didn't he give us the biggest tax cuts in history? Yeah, he also gave us the largest tax increases in history in 1986, but we can't let the common people understand that they're playing games with their minds. But then we have Hillary, you know, in the White House wanting to conjure up the spirits. And when she's running for president, why didn't anybody in the media talk about what she called in a medium to conjure up the spirits of Eleanor Roosevelt and Mohandas Gandhi? They don't want you to understand the powerful spiritual forces behind Obama. Why do you think he's in the White House? The people from the occult will tell you that they were praying. They were praying to their God, not the God that we worship, but to their God, for a long time that Obama would become the next president of the United States, and their prayers were answered. Or perhaps God's withdrawn his blessing from the world and is allowing these things to happen. But you pick up the story, Lynn.
Well, you know, I certainly agree with that. You opened the show talking about the unemployment figures and how many people are out of work. And the question just begs the question, what jobs are being created for some of these people? What are they going to do? And this is just the tip of the iceberg, in my opinion. I wrote a blog. By the way, I blog 5 days a week. It's lamarzulli.wordpress.com.
I said that once again because you said too fast.
Lynn Marzulli at LAMarzulli.wordpress.com. lamarzuli.com, lamarzuli.wordpress.com. That's the blog. You can go to my website from there and check out the books and other things. But one of the blogs that I wrote a while back was Get Your House in Order. And basically, I wrote about 8 or 9 things that people should be doing. And since I've got the opportunity to say this on Dr. Stan's show without any censorship, one of the first things I would definitely suggest would be getting between 4 and 6 months' worth of food. That might sound, a little reactionary or over the top, but I'll tell you something. Living in Los Angeles and seeing fires and floods and earthquakes and watching the shelves in supermarkets be stripped bare within 24 hours, watching Pacific Coast Highway shut down during the Rodney King riots in Los Angeles. By the way, the people's stores that weren't burned were the people on the second floor with the shotguns out their window. The bottom line is you can't trust the federal government. If you don't believe me, again, do your homework. Look at what happened in Katrina when that disaster hit. No one came and picked up the pieces for basically a week after. You had 80,000 people sleeping in a sports arena with no food and no water. So, when I say get 4 to 6 months' worth of food, that's preparing for a situation, perhaps a dirty bomb, perhaps an EMP. And there's been talk about that. I mean, when you get someone like Newt Gingrich talking about so-called enemies of this country detonating an electromagnetic pulse bomb over this country, which would basically short-circuit every electrical device that we have, which means your television, everything that we know about modern life would just shut down instantly. So it's something, go to my blog, check out some of those 8 things, but the biggest thing is to get a good source of food and water and the stockpile up that. I believe that in the fall, Dr. Stan, they're going to tank the dollar. It's being set up already. This week Medvedev held his little gold coin. Russia, we talked about this last time I was on. Russia and China, other countries have joined in calling for another standard other than the dollar. And according to the secret Bilderberg meeting, which happened several months back, and some of the information was leaked, whether that's a deliberate leak or it's disinformation, I have no way of knowing, but I'll run with it. There's talk about tanking the dollar, literally crashing the dollar sometime in the fall. And one has to admit that our economy is in shambles. That with inflation, they're saying it's about to hit double digits very soon. Here in California, we're completely bankrupt. They're sending IOUs, and by the way, the banks now aren't accepting the IOUs. And yet, the legislature in California is really powerless to do anything other than to try to do something with taxes or raise taxes, which people just aren't going to stand for. So, as California goes, so goes the rest of the nation. That's how the saying. That is bandied about in political circles, and so California is bankrupt. And I look at that as a signal, as a flare.
Well, let me just briefly comment on that, Len, because people, they see what's happening, but they don't understand what's happening because nobody's pointing out what's happening. Why won't the major banks we're talking about, certainly Bank of America, the Bank Corps now has joined it, and J.P. Morgan Chase and Wells Fargo, why won't they accept the IOUs? The state will pay them back in October at an interest rate. They won't accept the IOUs because they want to collapse the economy. When you understand that the big banks, this has happened dozens of times, over the last couple of hundred years, stop creating credit and making money available, the economy tanks. It's happened again and again and again. It happened during the Great Depression, but it's happened over and over again, and you're seeing this being played out today. The banks could keep this thing from happening. They've got plenty of money. J.P. Morgan Chase is talking about putting out $11 billion in bonuses for the fine job that their people working at the administration are doing, destroying the economy of this country. Goldman Sachs is talking about bonuses this year of $20 billion. They've got plenty of money to loan, but they want to tank our economy because they all fit in to this Trilateral Commission, which is basically founded in this occult belief and desire for the world government. They are intensely tanking our economy. When you understand that, as California goes, so goes the nation. Go right ahead, Lynn.
Well, and to me, Dr. Stan, it's incredibly alarming that we're faced with this. Unemployment in California is not going away.
11.5%.
Escalating. I'm sorry, what, sir?
11.5%.
There you go. So, you know, we're already double digits in California. And again, I go back to the blog I wrote, Get Your House in Order. I think it's coming. I think something wicked this way comes. When we look at Medvedev holding up his coin and calling for a different standard other than the dollar, when we even hear in the Pope's words, I'm still looking into this, into the encyclical. I've heard both sides of the argument, and today hopefully I'll get some time and actually read the encyclical. This basically what the Pope Benedict just published last week, but apparently he's calling. Now it's both sides of the coin. Some people are saying that it's spin, that evangelicals are spinning this thing, but basically he's calling for a one world financial system, which I find very interesting. And then of course the other side of that, well, that's not what he's saying. His words are being taken out of context. So I will be reading that this afternoon, and then I'll probably weigh in on it in a blog in the next day or two.
Hang on, we'll be back in just a moment here with Lynn Marzulli at the American Freedom Network.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
Ferris Survival is your one-stop shop for all your family preparedness needs. Ferris Survival carries high-quality, long-term storable food from Mountain House with a 25-year shelf life. Come by and pick up some high-quality organic bulk grains like wheat, quinoa, corn, and barley. Filter your drinking water through the world-famous British Birkfeld water filtration system and reduce or remove bacteria, chlorine, parasites, sediment, and rust for the best-tasting water for pennies a day. Pick up a 3-day kit from Survivor Industries for the car. Ferris Survival also carries a huge selection of hard-to-find books from Paladin Press and Desert Publications. Ferris Survival is located at 3366 South Broadway, 3 blocks north of Hamden in Inglewood. Call Ferris Survival at 1-866-781-0343 or on the web, www.fserve.com. Prepare your family. Visit Ferris Survival today.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. 3 Praise and Worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and people often say, well, why would rational people want to destroy the economy of this nation? Why would they want to impoverish our people and bring the whole international financial system down? Why would rational people want to do that? And the answer is really very simple. We're not dealing with rational people. We're dealing with people who worship a different God.
And certainly all of the key players in this belong to the Trilateral Commission. You can go up on the website, trilateral.org. Now, they don't publish their website there, but you can actually email them, and they'll send it to you. You can get it from my publication. It's called The Membership List of the Brotherhood of Darkness. It's a syllabus that has the Trilateral Commission information in it. Or you can go to augustreview.org. That's augustreview.org, and Atwood's done a wonderful job of listing all of that. He has not only who these people are, but what they do, the people who own Goldman Sachs and Citigroup. And Jamie Dimon, he's not listed this year. He heads J.P. Morgan Chase, but he was listed within the last year or two as a member of the Trilateral Commission. They all tie into the Council on Foreign Relations. They have an agenda, a world government, and the way to bring that about. And now they've utilized America's military and financial power to bring about the world government. Everything is in place. They have the General Assembly. They have their World Bank. They have their World Court. They have the World Army. They have the World Police Force. They have the World Trade Organization. They have everything in place now. And, of course, now they can destroy America, destroy the world economy, and everybody will go right along into this new financial order, this new currency, this new religion, and believe me, they're working here to destroy our belief in Christianity. We've got so many false prophets out here. They control Christian television. They control much of Christian radio, not all of it, fortunately. We do have stations like this. Now, Lynn, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your trilogy, the three books you wrote, how they can get Prophecy, Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural, an excellent book. How they can get your other material? Is there a telephone number, or is it just the website?
It's just the website, and that's basically lamarzulli.net, lamarzulli.net, L-A-M-A-R-Z as in zebra, U-L-L-I.net, and you can link to the blog and check out some other things. I also publish a monthly news magazine. We usually interview one or two different people about the supernatural, what is manifesting. Most of these people that I interview are authors, and we have links to their website, and there's about 20 to 30 pages for the monthly news mag, and it's only $1.50 a month. It's an email which is sent to you, and then it provides a link, and you go right there, and you can print the PDF file out or just read it online. It's very interactive, and it's only $1.50 a month. So lamarzulli.net, and all those things are found there.
And Lynn's material is excellent. I recommend it to you. Well, our telephone number is 970-689-8255. 970-689-8255. If you're out there, you're a skeptic, I don't believe in that sort of thing. Why, that's the sort of thing, you know, that you see on television. Well, they're telling you on television. I mean, the program, the medium, you see it on, they've switched it over to CBS now. But the story of Alison Dubois, who is the heroine, is based upon a real story. There really was an Alison Dubois who really did work with the police to solve these cases. Of course, they were using the occult, you know, for good purposes. And it's not that you can't use it for good purposes, but you don't want to use it at all. Because you're tapping into things you should not be tapping into. Well, who's calling in?
Hi, Dr. Stan. My name is Ray. I'm from Denver.
Go ahead. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, I was calling. Do you guys know anything about the Project Blue Beam?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead, Lynn. Project Blue Beam?
Blue Beam is,
yes, sir,
is basically a holographic image, which is which can be produced, above, let's say, an enemy or above a group of people that you're trying to shock and awe, if I can use that term. It's a holographic image, and it's some people go, well, all these UFO sightings and this sort of thing is done by Project Blue Beam. And while I will admit that certainly some of the sightings that people see, certain signs in the sky, may be accountable or may point back to Project Blue Beam or this technology. Surely not all of the sightings that we see. You can't lump everything in and just kind of look at Blue Beam as the answer. The technology does exist. It has been used before, and I'm sure it'll be used again. It's probably going to be used with this coming Great Deception, but on top of that is the real deal, is the nuts and bolts hardware from the Luciferians, which are, it's completely demonic, this stuff, and it is manifesting. The supernatural is manifesting on the planet.
And believe me, of course, they have tapped into the supernatural for a lot of the technology that is being used today and the ability to... so much of what we have today, so much of this amazing technology that we live with, you know, even the ability to come to you over the airwaves, much of this knowledge came from the supernatural. Have any other questions?
No, I just wanted you guys to take on that, and I'll hang up and just keep listening.
Thank you so much.
I love your program.
Fine. Again, the number 970-689-8255. Yes, they can create holographic images in the sky. Go ahead, Lynn.
Well, it's just, you know, Dr. Stan, we start putting all this together, and it goes back to what Paul writes about 2,000 years ago when he tells us that the mystery of iniquity, the secretness of lawlessness is at work and will continue to work. And what's he working towards? And in my opinion, this entity, this force, if I can use that word, this luciferic force, has one really end game, one goal in mind, and that's to bring about the manifestation of the Antichrist on this planet. This one world religious system, one world government. And folks, we are looking at it. We are headed towards it. When Medvedev holds up a coin, which can be used as sort of a, it's his dream wish, a global currency. I mean, we hear Sarkozy of France talking about a global currency. We hear the Pope talking about, a global currency. Wake up, folks. It's happening right in front of our noses. And when they tank the dollar in the fall, that'll take sort of the last bastion that's holding this whole thing out. Once we're collapsed, and they will collapse us, more than likely in the fall. Look, I'm not a prophet. I'm not a date setter. But I'm looking. I think it's sooner than later.
Well, it's exciting watching this thing happen, almost with a morbid fascination, like seeing your home go up in flames. But everything that the American people have spent their lives working for, their pensions, their 401k, certainly their annuities, their bank accounts, their bonds, all tied, denominated in dollars. They destroy the dollar. They impoverish our people. And people, these people have fabulous wealth and think that everything's fine. One day are going to work up just like the people who invested with Bernie Madoff and suddenly find it's all gone like yesterday's sunset. Well, anyway, it's important, and I don't know when it's going to happen, but big things are in the offing. Certainly they're going to have another war in the Middle East. When it's coming, I don't know. They're going to destroy the value of our currency. When it's coming, I don't know. Maybe Lynn's right. It could very well be that something big, very big, is in the offing. You just have this this feeling, I've been at this for 47 years, and you get a sense, almost a sense of foreboding, and yet a sense of excitement. We'll be back. Our number 970-689-8255. Ready as a supernatural element. God is real. Jesus Christ is coming. We'll be back shortly.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Got a home project in mind but no idea what kind of tools and equipment you'll need? No worry. Grand Rental Station has knowledgeable, friendly consultants to walk you through the process. The Grand Rental staff of experts will guide you through selecting the right equipment, teaching you how to use it safely and correctly, and suggestions on how to achieve professional results. Give the staff of professionals a call today in Loveland, 970-669-3866. That's 970-669-3866. Rent the equipment. Keep the advice. Grand Rental Station. Don't forget to tell them the KHNC sent you, and you appreciate the support of this station. 970-669-3866.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way God's way to help. Drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. Our guest is Lynn Marzulli. We're talking about politics, prophecy, and the supernatural. That's the name of Lynn's book. Excellent book, because, of course, they all go together. People think that they're separate. No, the supernatural is manifested in politics. It's manifested in prophecy. And, of course, it's being fulfilled today. Lynn, go right ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're looking at, you know, these all, politics, prophecy, and the supernatural may seem like strange bedfellows, but let me just comment on that. When we look at, when we didn't even touch on the Middle East this morning, but everything prophetically hinges, or most everything prophetically hinges on the nation of Israel and what is about to happen in the Middle East. And, look, I'm not making this stuff up, and there are people who have the reformers have taken a look at this and said the church is Israel, and Israel just happens to be there, but it really doesn't matter because all the promises go to the church. And I completely disagree with that. Respectfully, I just believe that Israel is Israel and the church is the church. They're two distinct entities. And we see now that Israel is back in the homeland after 2,000 years of diaspora, which fulfills the prophecies. We know that Jesus himself said that Jerusalem would be trodden over by the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles was through. And we see from the time of the Romans in AD 70 when Titus comes in and destroys Jerusalem, and then in the 700s when the Muslims come in and finally take over that, then the Crusaders around the 12th century come in and finally take over, and then Saladin again comes back and retakes the country, then followed by the Mamluks, then the Brits, and finally the Jordanians, and then in 1967 the Israelis, almost 2,000 years later, finally take control over the old city of Jerusalem. That is prophecy, Dr. Stan, being fulfilled in our lifetime. We've seen it happen. I was 17 years old when that happened. I remember looking at the front page and kind of scratching my head. I didn't have a prophetic base, so I didn't really understand what I was looking at. But something stirred in me when I saw that headline, you know, the Jews finally take the old city of Jerusalem. That's prophecy being fulfilled in our lifetime. What's next on the stage? Perhaps Ezekiel 38, 39 more. I write about this extensively in Politics, Prophecy, and the Supernatural. I outline it, you know, just it's not an exhaustive study of that particular text from Ezekiel 38, 39, but it's certainly a good primer for a person to get a hold of that, understand what may be happening. It talks about a confederacy of nations which come against a land of unwalled villages, and that's exactly what we see. And when that prophecy was written 2,600 years ago, there was no such thing as a land of unwalled villages. And that's exactly what we see in Israel today. Tel Aviv is certainly unwalled. It's a little bit more than a village, but it's certainly an unwalled village. There's no, it's not like the prophet would have seen 2,600 years ago in the ancient world. So we're living in very tenuous times, tumultuous times. Nothing has changed in Iran. We know that Hezbollah and Hamas have sworn that Israel will be wiped out, pushed into the sea. Ahmadinejad has echoed, those same thoughts. And, the situation is tenuous. King of Jordan, Abdullah, said several months ago that unless there's a two-state solution, there will be war within a year within the region. This is a man who knows of what he speaks, and he's talking about a war. Bibi Netanyahu, when he was, addressed, the Israelis and, of course, the world talked about a two-state solution, too, but said in order for that to happen, the Palestinians or Hamas must recognize the state of Israel. So, you know, the lines are in the sand. They're going to go at it. This has been prophesied for thousands of years, and I believe that this is going to happen sooner than later.
And, first, you know, I feel very sorry for the Palestinians. I feel very sorry for the Arab people. I feel sorry for the false religion they've embraced.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly everything points to the fact that there's going to be a war with Iran. This whole, you know, political unrest in Iran is being staged. The United States government, anybody can go up on the Internet and go to your search engine and put in CIA $400 million destabilize Iran. Our government gave the CIA $400 million to destabilize Iran, and you're seeing your tax dollars at work. That is an act of war. When you put sanctions on another nation, which is what we did to the Japanese leading up to World War II, that was an act of war. We were already at war with Japan before the December 7th attack, just as we are at war with Iran today. They just haven't told the American people. But you don't put out $400 million to destabilize a country. What would you feel, how would people feel if the Japanese, if the Chinese spent $400 million to destabilize our government in Washington, D.C.? Maybe they were even planning on blowing up Congress. How would we feel about that? Certainly, what we are doing is trying to destabilize the government over there. And somebody is organizing all of these riots. Somebody is dramatizing this poor young lady who got shot over there. The Nita, the martyr. I mean, how do we know? Was she shot by the Iranians? Was she shot by somebody that the CIA employed to do it, to create a martyr? I mean, as we see this whole thing unfolding, it's just like a bad soap opera. Only an awful lot of people are going to die, I fear. What are your thoughts, Lynn?
Well, you know, I definitely agree with you. I mean, when we, 60 years later or whatever, it comes out that Roosevelt knew about the attack on Pearl Harbor and did nothing. He was warned. I saw that program on the History Channel. So, you know, the conspiratologists have talked about this for decades, and then it finally comes out, and everybody just kind of rolls over, and, 200 million people tune into American Idol, and look at that. And, you know, for 14 days it was the Michael Jackson debacle. It's like, we in this country have been lulled to sleep by the nonsense that the pabulum that we are fed, which is called news. I look at some news programs, but most everything I get is off the internet, and even that has to be checked and cross-checked before you can really run with anything. It's very difficult to see or to try to ascertain, as you talk about, Dr. Stan, what is true, what is fiction, what is reality, what is fantasy. Very, very hard to distinguish sometimes between the two of them. But one thing I do know, and I agree with you, that they've been trying to get a regime change in Iran. That's the easiest way to solve the whole problem over there. And, of course, what we see is that the mullahs and the people who are actually running the government have just clamped down, set their foot down. They're not going anywhere. And Ahmadinejad, whether the election was rigged or not, nothing has changed in that country, and they're going to do what they're going to do, which is that, in my opinion, they're going to go after Israel, and they're being backed by the Russians. So it's lines and the people, the Russians are backing the Iranians, and we're backing the Israelis, and that's really what's going on.
And two proxies, and of course, if there is a war, we will be drawn into it. Well, we're out of time, Lynn. God bless. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks, Dr. Stan. Appreciate it.
We'll talk to you again sometime real soon. Thanks. Bye-bye.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Hi, Phil here with WolfAutoGroup.com, saying thanks for trading with us. We are excited to take your dust collecting or unused assets or valuables as down payments on the finest used trucks and cars in brand new Dodges, Chryslers, Ford, Suzuki's, Jeeps of your choice. I will trade for anything, even your skill or labor. Try me on. Great financing available on the balance. That's WolfAutoGroup.com, many locations for your convenience. Call Phil personally at 303-931-9096. It's 303-931-9096.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here. I hope you enjoy our conversation with Lynn Marzulli. He does a great job. We don't carry his book, not because I don't think it's worthy of carrying, but simply because Lynn is dependent upon selling his book to make a living. And he's given up a good job to spend full time researching and trying to get the word out. So are you going to help him by getting his book? Of course, we carry lots of books, but his is excellent. We recommend it to you. And then I would simply point out, of course, to understand the signs of the times. We've got a great 10-DVD set put out by Pastor Billy Crone. It's called The Final Countdown, Part 1, 5 DVDs, Part 2, 5 DVDs. Pastor Crone has written a book that gives you a lot of the quotations, so you can actually read them. And then, of course, we actually have put them onto CDs. We have the first 5. It's called Countdown to Armageddon, Part 1. And hopefully we'll have Part 2 and Part 3 before long, but Countdown to Armageddon, Part 1, five CDs that give you the story of the Final Countdown. Well, you can get the Part 1, Part 2 of the Final Countdown DVDs separately or get them together at a reduced cost. We think it's important so that you can see how everything is fitting together, just as it was prophesied thousands of years ago. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. What is our job? To reach as many people as we can, to bring them to the Lord. And they're going to have to understand what's going on, because so much of what's taking place just doesn't make sense. But through my ministry, we do reach people. Hopefully we bring them into a closer relationship with the Lord, or we lead them to the Lord. That's why I do what I do. Am I going to turn around what's happening? Absolutely not. Maybe the whole thing's going to fall apart. Maybe God's going to intervene. But only He knows what's going to happen. I certainly don't. If you'd like to help us, we do have our network out across America with over 60 outlets every single week. And we do need your help. If you're in a position to help us, and you can, our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. And you can look at all the videos we have on every subject imaginable. So much on health, because they really are poisoning the American people. Certainly, statin drugs are designed to poison the people. The vaccines are poisoning our children. Great new 4-CD set on vaccines. Vaccine Update 2009. Certainly, our DVD on vaccines and brain development by Dr. Blaylock. You need to want to know all of these things, and do not take this vaccine they want to give us for the influenza. What a wonderful way to... They'd say it was just a mistake. 1 million people died. Oh, shucks, it was just a mistake. Just another mistake. Like when they put the cancer virus into the polio vaccine and contaminated the whole world with the simian virus 40, and they've lied about it. And, of course, we don't carry the book, but you can read about it in a book sponsored by the NIH called The Health Century, that tells you how they had the cancer virus in the vaccine, the simian virus 40. You can read about it on the Internet, and they've lied to deceive the American people. You can't let the public know that they would contaminate the vaccines, and when they knew they were contaminated, they would still continue giving them to the whole world and bring about a whole great epidemic of cancer. And then they say, shucks, we got to have a war on cancer. We got to have a war on cancer. And the incidence of cancer keeps rising because they put a SV40 in the polio vaccine. What are they going to have in the next vaccine? Our number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Pray for America. Pray for revival. But please pray for Radio Liberty, for our vision, and my protection until tomorrow,